Hi everyone, Caruana Gatimu. This is another segment of Real World IT. Welcome to all of you out there. It's the end of our fiscal year, it's fourth quarter, and it is unbelievably busy here at Microsoft IT, but it's an extremely exciting time. So I wanna share a little bit of the happenings that we're dealing with here inside IT, and that you will soon be dealing with out there in the field as well. One of the most exciting things that's coming up that I know you probably heard about and seen about and with any luck you're going is the Ignite Conference. There's some other great shows out here on Channel 9 you should be following to get all of the inside scoop and skinny on what's happening. And if by chance you didn't get a ticket to this year's event, first off, come next year because it's going to continue to be amazing. And secondly, you can watch it live. It is a streaming event, different segments of it, and we really want you to participate. This is a global event, you're a global community, and we want to make sure that you really feel the excitement and enthusiasm that all of us here at Microsoft have for this significant event. Chicago is going to be the place to be here in Maine. So make sure that you go and check out the website, get connected to the other video segments that are happening here on Channel 9. All the great people are going to be there doing live filming and segments and all sorts of good stuff. So make sure you get connected to that. For those of us who are here also working away, there's been a ton of activity from the office team. If you didn't see this, they made some major announcements with regard to the direction of Yammer and its integration into Office 365. We've got the URL address right down there, but first I'm gonna show you this great video that they put out. It's exciting, isn't it? I am thrilled about the connection between Yammer and Office Graph and this focus on Teams. And I think that it's going to give you a lot of options with the way that you deal with modern collaboration tools. Now, some of you have told me that that's a little bit confusing, but I promise you that we're working on a lot of great guidance and more exists already out there on the blog for you to understand which tool to use when. And it really depends on your scenario, your situation, where your users are. Are you globally diverse? first, you have a lot of mobile people. There's a lot of ways to take a look at that. But this integration and this pivot and this turn is really important for those of you who've been asking about what's going on. So, you know, definitely making Yammer a better place to work for teams is something that we're all excited about, and we hope that you are as well. Also something that you've heard about and you may not have seen yet is Skype for Business. So Skype for Business is the repackaging and the change to Link. And so here inside Microsoft, I'm already using Skype for Business, and I have to tell you that the change for me has been really wonderful. Now, I loved Link before, and what's most important is the fact that it enables me to communicate instantly with people inside and outside my organization. So whether it's via IM or a video conference or your standard conference call, I'm able to pull teams together in a virtual way, no matter what time zone they may be in sometimes, and get them to communicate. And so this switch over to Skype for Business really unleashes us and enables us to add even more profound capability for larger scale meetings with Skypecast and other components. So right here, we've got the link to the blog post about that. You can continue to read more information, but I definitely encourage you, when you have a chance to do your upgrade, definitely do that so that you can see the new interface, the new icons, and take advantage of this new technology. More importantly, inside your organization, you know, this is a communications tool. Making sure that you have great and effective meetings is something we at Microsoft are totally committed to, between OneNote and video conferencing and all our ability to co-author documents in the cloud. All of this is really important to us, and it's important because we want to help you be effective. So that's really what motivates us and gets us all up in the morning. The other piece here is that, you know, there's so many things going on constantly that, you know, that recently I did the first in a series about Agile and using it for project management and using it even in non-development projects. People have talked about Agile and Scrum for a very long time. We have gone to that here in Microsoft IT. It's a great way for us to partner with the product group. But my particular focus is in using Agile and tools within it, including Visual Studio Online, for service and project management that doesn't involve code deployment. So I got very excited. This is super exciting. I went to the best class the other day. This gentleman has been a Microsoft employee for 20 years. His name is Eric Bruckner, and he wrote this great book, Agile Project Management with Kanban. This, you notice how thin this book is? Look at how thin this book is. It's a very cool book, and it's thin because it's simple to get some of the great advantages out of using Kanban. I'm very excited to announce that he is going to come onto the show. We're going to get to do an interview with him, but I want to point out this resource to you. Take a look at the previous video where I showed you how to sign on to Visual Studio Online. Use that, and you can use the Kanban tools that are in Visual Studio Online. But even if you don't do that, what's wonderful about this is it works with a big whiteboard and some stickies. If your team is all in one place, it's an incredibly visual and effective way to manage your work. So anytime I can get more efficiency out of my team and have a good time with them and be clear about what it is that we're delivering and the value that we have, and I can do it by reading a thin book like this and using all the downloads that come with it, that makes me really happy. So between the new features that we're rolling out, the digital engagement we're trying to do, all of the events that are happening, and this incredible pace of change that we're involved in here at Microsoft, it's an extremely exciting time. As always, I'm happy to share those insights with you. Make sure to hit me up in the comments down below, any questions that you have. And for those of you who are going to be in Chicago, I'll see you there. Thanks a lot for viewing. This is Kara Wanigatima with Real World IT.